In the course of the last 12 months, the Czech crown has strengthened by a staggering 22%, becoming the fastest appreciating currency in the world, while exporters warn that the super strong crown will inevitably slow down economic growth. The government sees no threat in the current exchange rate. Jan Richter has that story.
The Czech crown is breaking records again, trading on Monday at 22.94 against the euro and at 14.46 against the US dollar. The koruna is more expensive than ever before. This is certainly good news for the million or so Czech holidaymakers who are travelling abroad during the summer, but the strong crown has exporters across the country worrying about the future. Michal Broška, an analyst for Raiffeisen Bank, says that with all probability the crown will eventually hit a ceiling.
It's a serious problem, but we expect that the Czech crown will depreciate. It will correct its strong appreciation trend. And if this should happen, then we would not expect some stronger negative effect on the Czech economy. However, if the current trend should continue, we would expect a strong negative effect on the Czech GDP growth.
Experts agree the main reason behind the strengthening crown is the fact that investors around the world see the Czech currency as a safe haven amidst global uncertainty triggered by gloomy prospects for the US economy. If the United States overcomes the crisis, the rate of the dollar against the euro will improve, and the crown will not appreciate as fast as it is doing now. This might be the reason why the Czech government has so far refused to intervene and help Czech exporters. Raiffeisen Bank's Michal Broška says any such intervention would have to come at a carefully chosen moment.
If there is any strategy towards weakening of the Czech koruna, part of it could be also some intervention. But what we are waiting for is the change in the global sentiment, which should eventually weaken Czech koruna. If Czech Central Bank catch some good timing, then it could also intervene, but before that I would expect some stronger words and some stronger strategy against the Czech koruna strengthening.
Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek told the daily Hospodářské noviny on Monday that the current rate of the Czech crown did not present a serious threat to the Czech economy, and that interventions by the Czech National Bank were usually expensive and inefficient. The head of the Czech Export Association, Jiří Grund, couldn't disagree more.
My opinion totally contradicts that of our Prime Minister. I believe that in the medium term, we will all feel the negative effects, not just producers or exporters, but consumers as a whole. The competitiveness of our industry will decrease. The potential of our economy will drop significantly. In the medium term, this will lead to many factories closing down and unemployment will rise.
Despite a growing discrepancy of views of the government on the one hand and Czech industrialists on the other, there is one point on which they all agree. Once the crown starts devaluating, its decline will not be as steep as the current appreciating frenzy.
And that was Jan Richter with that report. Now, the Czech Republic's most recognized long-distance